Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood. Are y'all ready to laugh tonight? Y'all ready for the man of the hour?
Down low, lay it down low, lay it down low, lay it down low.
Now live from the New York Comedy Festival, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Ford! What's up? Oh.
I'm in New York, baby. This is it. I'm in New York City. It's a long journey. I'm in New York, dude. You know how long it took me to get here? I've been on the road for almost, what, a year? Like, a year and a half I've been on the road. And you go to these places that you don't want to go to. Like, I couldn't wait to come to New York, but there's other places that I have to go to. And you go, and you're like, this place is a state? Like Alabama. Oh my God, Alabama. I had to do a show in Alabama. Son of a bitch. I was the only Asian in Alabama. I was the only Asian in Alabama. And they didn't even wait for the show to start to see me. They were outside my hotel room just looking. Come to the window. Come on, man. Come to the window. We want to see you. Just go. Waited outside my window for like 15 minutes. I'm like standing on the side of the curtain like this. We see ya. He thinks he's a ninja. Alabama scared the shit out of me. Scared the shit. This guy picked me up in a truck, a pickup truck. Pickup truck. And threw my luggage in the back of the truck. There's a dog standing on my luggage like this, the dog. And he's like, he'll watch your luggage. And I get in the truck. I'm like, okay. Oh. We're driving.
It's your first time to Alabama?
Unfortunately.
You want to go to the hotel first?
That's the only option. Like, I flew to Alabama to fucking hang out with this guy. This guy scared the shit out of me. We're in a pickup truck. I'm scared for my life. The dog's sitting on my luggage. This guy could have easily went, hey, I'm going to drive through the woods and fuck you real quick. The toughest thing I would have said is, all right, just make sure I get my luggage. And then I go to places that you know, I couldn't wait to go to. Like, I was looking forward to this shit. Like, I was, like, looking at my calendar. I was like, I can't wait to go there. And then I finally go to this place, and it ends up being worse than Alabama. Like, France. Don't, oh. Have you been to France? Fuck France. France sucks. And they hate Americans. I want all of you to know that. They hate you. They hate all of you. And you guys are like looking at yourself. Me? Not me. Yes, you. It doesn't matter what color you are. White, black, Latino, Asian. If you're from America, pih. And that's how they spit. Pih. Stupid American pipa. That's how they talk. Stupid American pipa. Pih. They sound like that skunk that tries to fuck the cat all the time. You remember that annoying fucker? Pepe la pih. Japan, American pipa. Pih. And and their teeth are fucked up. Oh my God. There's not a straight tooth in France. Not one. Their teeth are fucked up. That's why they can't smile. Have you ever seen a French guy smile? Never. This is how a French guy smiles. Too bad, American. And then they spit and it hits the crooked tooth and it hits them back in the face. They're so rude. Rude. If you've never been there, don't go. And every woman's like, oh, we think, oh, it's so romantic. Fuck France. They're so rude. All I wanted to see was the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower. I had a map. Eiffel Tower. I was asking everybody, excuse me, Eiffel Tower? Eiffel Tower? And all of a sudden they don't speak English. Patin, what is this? Patin, what is this? Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower? I don't know this Eiffel. What is this you're talking about? Eiffel Tower. That's French. De donde está? Wouldn't tell me. I don't know. This Eiffel, stupid. Everyone I asked, excuse me, sir, Eiffel Tower. I don't know. This Eiffel Tower. This little old lady. I said, excuse me, ma'am, Eiffel Tower. I don't know. This Eiffel Tower, stupid. It got to the point where I was so mad. I didn't want to find out. I gave up. I was like, fuck it. I found the Eiffel Tower on my own. I didn't even take pictures. I just stood in front of the Eiffel Tower and went like this. Fuck your Eiffel Tower. And I made sure they saw my teeth. Fuck your Eiffel Tower. Yeah, we got dentists, motherfucker. I was so mad. Fuck your Eiffel Tower. I was pissed. Said shit like, we got one in Vegas. Does yours have a buffet? Never understood why my grandfather used to talk shit about France. My grandfather used to talk shit because he fought in the war. And when I was a kid, he used to say shit like, Joe, you know, I want you to hear me. Listen to me. If it wasn't for America, France would be speaking German. He used to say that, and I'm like, all right, that's fucked up, Grandpa. Until I grew up and I went to France, and I was like, yeah. Fuck these people. I was walking around the Eiffel Tower just saying German shit out loud just to be a dick. Just walking around the Eiffel Tower like this. Vergnügen! Volkswagen! I was walking around the Eiffel Tower like this. I found the Eiffel Tower. It's right over there. Here's the thing. The thing about France, and I know I'm going long on this, but I just want to prove my point because I want to campaign and make sure no one visits France ever. That's my goal. I'm going to do that. But if you guys don't believe me, and I know you guys are like, all right, look, Joe, you're being a little rude. They can't be that bad, blah, blah, blah. You guys saw the Olympics. Did you guys watch the Olympics? See? Now you guys are like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you remember Michael Phelps was winning all those medals? Right? And then when it came time for the relay, right? Who was talking shit? France. Remember that? The captain of the team. He's like, yeah, as an individual, Michael Phelps is a superior swimmer. But as a team, America can't compete with France. We challenge you to a contest. And then he spit in the fucking water. What a jerk, right? What a dick. I was so mad. I got into swimming. I hate swimming. I got into it because of Michael Phelps. I think everyone got into swimming because of Michael Phelps, right? I got into that. Ooh, I couldn't wait for that rat. Ooh, that relay, I couldn't wait. I bought goggles. I was sitting on the couch. I was naked. I didn't have the Speedos, didn't come in yet. Just the goggles. The Speedos, I don't know why they're late. I bought it on eBay. It was a goggle Speedo package. And the asshole only sent me goggles, but I was like, fuck, I'm gonna wear it anyways. So I was naked, but I had a bowl of popcorn. I'm wearing the goggles and I'm eating popcorn naked. And the relay was about to start, and Michael Phelps was on that platform. Dude, he had the wet cap on, and He's like shaking this muscle. I don't even know what that is. He looked like a superhero, right? And I'm not gay, but I, like just him doing that, I was like, man. Like a superhero. You knew he was going to win. I was so amped. I was like, beat that. Beal, beat France. Go. Go, USA. I was into that shit. And then they shot the gun. Boom. The first jump, right? The first swimmer went in. Ah, ah, ah. Pulled ahead 20 feet. We were killing France. Right? And then Michael Phelps was the second swimmer. Jumped in. Bah. Ah. Pulled ahead 30 more feet. I was like, we got this. We're going to win. I was on the couch. Go, go, go. And then the black guy jumped in. You guys really can't swim, man. I was so mad. Blew the lead. Even the announcer was like, oh, looks like Michael Phelps isn't going to break the record. I was like, fuck, no. And then the last guy that was in the pool, he's like, not on my shift. Remember that? Ah, ah. The last stroke, bah, hit the wall with the fingertip, bah. We won that shit. Michael Phelps was like, ah. I jumped out of the seat. Boner. That shit was amazing. You remember that. That shit was so amazing. Every woman wanted to have sex with Michael Phelps. I went to work, right? And everyone thought, oh my God, I want to have sex with Michael Phelps. Every girl wanted to have sex with Michael Phelps. I would fuck Michael Phelps. He's like, yeah, you'll fuck Michael Phelps, but he's got to leave that wet cap on. Right? Because he's a different dude when he takes it off. Holy shit, it's like that scene from Mission Impossible. And you know he's going to want to take it off when he's fucking you. It's like, oh, my God. Who the fuck are you? I'm Michael Phelps. I want a gold medal. Put your wet cap back on. When he has the wet cap on, he's a superhero. When he takes it off, he's like Forrest fucking Gump.
But I want a gold medal. And I hope there's chocolate in it. And I just keep swimming. I'm just joking. That shit made me proud to be American, though. You won that gold. I was like, yes. And then I come back. Now, you know, I come back. You know, because I was in Australia. I had to go to London. And then I just came from the Philippines. I did a show in the Philippines. But one thing I didn't miss about coming home is traffic. Like, I didn't miss that. It doesn't matter where you're at in America. Our traffic is shit. It's the worst. And here's the thing about Americans. We live on road rage. We invented that shit. Right? We should be proud of that shit. When people fly into America, it should say, America, home of road rage. Because we're good at it, aren't we? We're fucking, me, I'm the worst. When someone cuts me off, I'm that guy that speeds up. What? And then when they act like they're going to do something, I reach. What? Yeah. There's something over here. Yeah. I'm that guy. I'm a jerk. Road rage? Oh, I'm the shit at road rage. Because I'm in a car. My windows are rolled up. The doors are locked. You can't fuck with me. You cut me off? Ooh, you know what I do? Oh, this is my favorite one. When they cut me off, I go like this. I go, what? Ah, what? Honk, honk, high beam. I know it's daytime. High beam. You know who's the worst at road rage? Women. Right? Women are the worst at road. Cut a woman off. That's the worst mistake you'll ever make. I cut this chick off one time. I looked in the rear view. She was standing on the front seat. I was, fuck you! Fuck you! You saw me. You saw, fuck, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead.
Cool thing about coming home was I haven't seen my mom in a long time. So I finally got to see my mom. And my mom's Filipino. My mom's Filipino. And she's, oh, thanks. Oh, cool. Wow, really? You guys know my mom. Awesome. My mom, oh, cool. Thank you, sir. That's creepy. My mom's Filipino. My mom's 63. Okay, my mom's 63. And here's the weird thing about my mom. She's been living in this country for 37 years, and her accent got thicker. How does that happen? I think she's just doing the shit on purpose. Like she just, you know what I mean? Like she's just making it, like that's what she wants. She's holding on to it. And she knows it. And it's this little stuff, you know what I mean? Like Joseph. That's what she calls me, Joseph. It's Joseph. 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 Come here. Come here. I want to talk to you for a second. She points with her lips. Joseph, get that for me. What are you pointing at? That right there. My mom picks up stuff with her feet. I don't understand this. Her hands are empty, but she uses her feet to pick up stuff, and she'll do it in front of my friends. I was 13, and when you're 13, your room is never clean. My mom kicks the door open. She's like, Joseph, why is your underwear on over the fucking floor? Put it over there. My mom came to my house and she was playing Wii with my son, okay? And she fell in love with this Wii, like fell in love with this thing. Like she was so in love, like she couldn't wait. She's like, Joseph, she was playing all day with my son. She's like, Joseph, she couldn't wait to tell, Joseph, come here. That's how my mom points. She says, circle, pull back, and then hip. I swear, Joseph, come here. Come here. Here. Joseph. I was playing that video game. My mom will never remember what that thing's called. It's called a Wii. You know how easy Wii is? My mom will remember all the other big words to describe it. Except for we, and it's like an hour of her just, Joseph, I was playing with your son the BGO game. I forget what it's called, the BGO game, where you play the games. It's manufactured by Nintendo. You mean we? Yeah, the we. I like that game. It is so much fun, Joseph. It is really good. You interact with it, and it really gets my heart going. I get very good exercise from it. I really enjoy it, Joseph. Well, Mom, let's get one for you. Oh, my God, I would like that a lot. So she got one. We got her one, right? So I go visit her. I just visit her. I just discovered my mom is a shit talker. A shit talker. Like a person that talks shit. I had no idea my mom was capable of doing this. We're playing. First of all, I just go to visit her. Okay? She's got the Wii. Okay? This is like a month later after she bought it. And we're sitting on the couch. It's 11 at night. There's nothing on. And my, you know, I'm watching. And my mom's just sitting there. And she's like, Joseph. All right, yeah. Yeah. She's like, do you want to challenge me to a game of Wii? Yeah, oh, all right. She's like, oh, okay, this is going to be fun. Yeah, okay. So she gets up and she puts the game in the console, right? And she only has one game. It's Wii Sport. It's the one that it came with, the free game, right? So she puts it in there, and she closes it, right? And then she does it. She goes, Joseph, go ahead and pick one of your games. What sport do you want to play?
I don't know, bowling? She goes, oh, that's my favorite.
So she picks bowling, and then she selects her character. If you don't have a Wii, you can make your own character. She's made a character. And this character looks just like her. She's got short black hair, glasses, a red turtleneck, a fucking mole. And she goes, Joseph, I made one for you, too. I go, really? She goes, yeah. And I pick it. I pick Joe, and it's just a bald fucking guy. She goes, ha-ha-ha, it looks just like you. So now she's up first, right? She's got the controller in her hand, and she's looking at the screen. She lines up like this. She's lining up. She's lining up like this, looking at the TV. And then she starts walking towards it like this, boom. And she releases the ball. She does that, just like the pros. And she hits it like this. She goes, bah. Perfect right to left hook. Boom, strike. My mom goes, God damn it. God damn it. Your turn. So I grab the controller. I haven't played in a while. I throw it like this. The ball flies up in the air, hits the lane, goes in the gutter. My mom goes, oh my God, Joseph. Are you retarded? Shut up. So I take the ball again, I throw it. I pick up like six, right? Now it's my mom's turn again. Right? Now she's standing like this. She's pretending there's an air vent. My mom really thinks she's in this fucking bowling alley. Grabs the controller again, and she lines up. She walks towards the screen like this. Boom. Perfect right to left hook again. Bam, strike. She claps her hand, powder. What the fuck? Where did that come from? My mom goes, Joseph, just choose another game. You're not going to beat me on this one. My average is 245. You have six. Let's reset. Let's start all over again. Choose another game. So I'm like, all right. I was thinking to myself, tennis. That's physical. We got to run around tennis. I can outrun this 63-year-old shit talker. Tennis. That's what I go, Mom, tennis. She goes, that's my second favorite. So now we're both in character. Now my mom's dribbling the ball like this. I'm right next to her like this. I got a headband on. She serves it. Boom! She hits this serve. Smoke is flying out the back of this ball. I swing at it. I miss. I go, what the hell was that? She goes, that's an ace. Read the manual. She serves again. Boom! I hit this one. Bam! She hits it back. No way. I go, oh, yeah. She goes, oh, no way, Joseph. I go, oh, yes, Mom. She goes, get that one. I go, I got it. And she goes, get this one. I go, I got it. And I go, boom. And I hit it again. And then my mom goes, Joseph. I go, what? She goes, slice. She says, slice. The ball barely goes over the net. I start running towards the TV. I die. The ball flies up in the air. My mom goes, Joseph, game over. Good choice. That's my son, by the way. How cool is that? A lot of you guys were looking at like, are those the fucking Philippine Islands? What is that? My son. Check this out. This is another reason why I was so happy to come home, because my son, he's five now. He turned five. So, and it's just good to come home and be with him. because he's out of his mind. Dude, if you got a kid, I don't know if you guys, if anyone's got kids, if you got a little boy and they're five, it's crazy. My son is out of his mind. I don't know what he says half the time. And he speaks very well, but I just don't know what he's saying. And I try and ignore him. I try, you guys. I try. And every parent in here knows what I'm talking about. I try and ignore him. I can't, though. And then I got to listen to these stories about alphabets and numbers and popsicles. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. And he's so animated when he talks. Daddy, I do this thing with the other thing. And he goes... My son is out of his mind. My son loves to play with his dick. It's a problem. He plays with his dick nonstop. Like, can't stop playing with his dick. He... play, and it's not like, ooh, a cute dick. It's like, and he calls it his ting-ting. Ting-ting! Daddy!
Ting-ting!
One time he had all four fingers on the shaft, and he squeezed it, and the head's like, ooh! Looked like, ting-ting! Daddy! What?
Ting-ting!
Scares the shit out of me. Check this out. This is how crazy he is. One time we were watching TV, both of us, and I hear him, like I hear wrestling and stuff, and I just thought he was playing around. And I look, he's playing with his dick like a mad scientist trying to put a rocket together. Like it was just so like. Out of his mind. Here's a true story, and this is true shit. I was on the road. I was in Australia, and this is word for word. This isn't even a joke, you guys. Word for word conversation I had with my wife when I was on the road about my son. This is how crazy my son is. Okay, I'm on the road. I call her up. Okay, check this shit out. I call her up and I'm like, hey, hon. How's little Joe doing? She goes like this. She goes, you're not going to believe what your son did to his ting ting. So I'm like, oh, shit, he ripped it off. So I'm like, what? What did he do? What did he do to his ting ting? She goes, he colored it green with a magic marker. So I start laughing. That's hilarious. I go, are you serious? She goes, that's not the funny part. I go, what's funnier than that? She goes, he drew eyes on his nuts. So then I go, did you take a picture? She goes, take a picture. It won't wash off. He used a Sharpie. My son's dick was green for 2 weeks. 2 weeks my son had a green dick. I came home, his dick was still green. And here's the funny thing. You come to my house. Anyone can come to my house. You can come over. Anyone can come to my house. You come to my house, my son will go to his room, take off his pants, and show his dick. He thinks it's funny. Look at my ting-ting. And here's the fucked up thing. I couldn't wait for my friends to come over. Because you know my friends would have been like, oh my God, is your son's dick green? And I wanted to lean in and go, don't make him angry. My wife is a shit, dude. She's gorgeous, man. This is all she has to do. This is all she has to do to end any fight. This is all she has to do. This right here. She goes this. She goes, stop it. When she puts her finger on my lips, stop it. Stop it. Ooh, I fucking hate that. That's it. When she does that, the fight's over. And I get mad. Every guy gets mad. Any guy that's in a relationship, you know what I'm saying. We get mad. When it's girls' night out, oh, fuck. And they're late coming home, oh, we fucking hate that. Every woman should put up cameras in the rooms, like the living rooms, and just record the shit we say. We say some fucked up shit. When you're late coming home, oh, we say, because you're not there, we say, oh, fucking bitch. What the fuck? Oh! Fucking mad. Oh, bitch. This, oh, I'm going to kill this bitch. We say that. We don't, you're not there. That's why we say it. But every woman, they never know how mad we are. They never do. Because they always come home the same way. Right? They stumble through the front door with their high heels in their hands. Right? Like, and we're pissed. Where the fuck were you? What the fuck? I've been up all night. I've been calling you. I've been texting you. You couldn't fucking call. What the fuck? And she's like, ah. That's what they always do. Ah. She's like, I was with my girlfriend. It's like, I know. I know you were with your girlfriend. That's not what I'm mad about. What I'm mad about is it's 3:30. I've been calling you. You can call back? I mean, what? Seriously? You can call back? You couldn't text? I've been texting. You couldn't do that? My phone was on vibrate. Your phone is always on vibrate. It's on vibrate during the day, but when your girlfriends call, you pick it up right when it vibrates. Oh, hello? Yeah, let's go out tonight. Yeah. Hang up. But when I call, all of a sudden you don't hear it. What about the phone? You got selective vibrate hearing? And then she does this reverse shit, this Jedi trick, where it makes you look like the ass. And I got to disagree but still be mad. She goes, what are you saying? But you think I was fucking someone? No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, it's three, okay? Now I got to make up shit, and this is what makes me look stupid. Because I got to give out this fake reason. Like, it's 3, and I'm calling and texting. And, you know, you could have been kidnapped. And that's when she's like, oh. Stop that. Oh, I hate that. And I fight it, too. I'm like, no, that's bullshit. No, you should have called. Stop. You should have. Why didn't you? My head? Oh, it's so hot up here, you guys. My balls. My balls are literally stuck to my thigh. That's why when you guys see me do this move, it's not because I'm trying to be cool. It's because I'm trying to disconnect my balls from my thigh. Every time I do this, my ball goes, thank you. She's awesome, man. She gave birth to my son, and I was in there. I don't know if you've ever seen a baby being born. Wow. When you see it, you realize women are the toughest creatures on earth. Hands down. Right? Fucking. You guys are so amazing, man. Like, I don't even think she does. I don't think any woman knows how tough they are until that moment comes.
because she was, like, I remember walking in, and she's just, like, it was amazing. She was, like this. She had camouflage on, and I walked in, and I was patting her shoulder, like, we're gonna do it. We're going to do it. And she was like, shut up, bitch. And I was like, oh. Okay. Sorry. And she pushed that baby out. When you see this baby, like, it, the way it comes out, and you're just like, oh. Like, because you get, and here's the thing, the vagina is so beautiful. I think every guy knows that. It's so gorgeous. It is a beautiful, it's just so cute. Just not that day. That day, it's evil twin. You look at it like, who are you? And it's like, I'm giving you a baby. And you're like, oh. It just comes, and the baby doesn't just come out. It's like, it doesn't, like, the baby just goes, hello, it doesn't do that. It, like, pops out, looks around, and then goes back in. The best part about having the baby, you know, is making the baby. Right? If you got kids, like, yeah, it's a pain in the ass having a kid, but, man, making it was the best day of my life, man. Like, every time I look at him, I go, oh, man. What a great day that was. And he goes, what are you talking about? I go, don't worry about it. Just keep coloring your dick. And, making the baby, man, it was amazing. She was amazing, dude. I remember that day. She's fucking amazing. My wife, what? She puts it to me, good. Like, amazing, just. Ugh. And here's the thing about women, man. Women are the reason why it's called making love. I want every woman to know that. You're the reason why it's called making love, not the guy. The guy's in here is like, oh, no, I put it to her good. If she had me, she'd be bow-legged for a week. Shut up. It has nothing to do with you. Women are the reason why it's called making love. They do that. That's why it's beautiful, right? If you watch, just watch. Watch that moment. Just look at her. They don't need you there. You don't even need to be there. One time I left the room, came back with a sandwich. She had no idea I was gone. They take care of that. They're the reason why it's called making love. They point. You ever watch? Just point. Completely dark in the room. They're pointing. Eyes closed, pointing. Right to left. That's where they point. Right to left. That's where they always point. In that, they're taking care of that. They're making love. They're making that moment beautiful. They're pointing and they're just. And I never understood why they always look right to left. They never look here. Here, here, never here. And then I figured it out. They don't want to see this shit in front of me. What guys look like. We look like someone stabbing us in the back with a knife. I love everything about the woman. Head to toe, perfection. Gorgeous. God took his time when he made the woman. Especially the, oh. Right? That is perfection, dude. He took his time when he made the vagina. That's amazing. Dude, right, dude? Don't, dude, thank you. The only honest one in here. You know what I'm talking about. That shit is amazing. That is the greatest dessert in the world. Right? It's that delicious. See, every guy knows what I'm talking about. It's that good. It doesn't matter how full you are, right? Doesn't matter how full you are, you're always in the mood for pussy. It's that good. You can be like, wow, that turkey dinner was amazing. Got room for pussy? Yeah, I got room for pussy. There you go. Give me a bib. I got it. It's that good. If pussy was jello, I would ask for, like, Bill Cosby every night. Could I please eat your pussy? Ah.
only it's that good. And God knew he had to make it that good. You know what I mean? He worked overtime. He had to make that thing beautiful and durable. It's like a beamer. I could just see God now in heaven just sculpting it out of clay. He's like, oh, they're going to love this. This is some of my best work, yeah. Look at this thing. I can't do any better than that. Little baby Jesus like, ya-da-di-ya!
Look at my suitcase!
And God was like, calm down. Jesus Christ. And little baby Jesus is like, what is that for, Daddy? That's awesome. What is that for? And God was like, I got to make sure that they continue to make life on earth. Look at this thing. They're going to want to make babies. I can't do any better than this. I'm going to put that one spot way back here. They'll never find it. And when they do, she'll say my name. That'll be my spot. We'll call it the G spot. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say. Thank you. Good night.
Lay it down low, 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 lay it down low.
Move, bitch, I'll do it. And I'll put makeup back on.